you, Mark and Megumi, and thank you, kids.
Sang
the song Ocean a few minutes ago, and there was one verse
that.
It's always a verse that really challenges me.
限界のない深いところに導いてください。
Japanese, could you translate it directly? Lead me to the place that has that's so deep that it limits has no limits in the depth.
もう歌うときに潰れながら祈るっていうか、もう限界のないところに導いてください。
So really, the place with no limits it kind of makes me shake as I sing that line.
でもそこには。
But in that place, it's not a place where we are alone, but rather a place that we're with Jesus.
人生にいろんなシーズンがありますから。
There are various seasons in our life.
うまく簡単な時と厳しい時といろいろありますよね。
There's times when things are going smoothly, and there's times when things are difficult, aren't there?
まあ本当にそれが。年とともに分かってきますね。人生がいろんなことあるからね。小さい時はそんなこと気がつかなくて、ずっと平気だと思ったんですけども。
When I was young, I felt like, oh, everything is going to be fine. Just kind of.
初めてマンデブルーって言葉にしたのはいつでしょうかね。マンデブルー。
あ。ね。The first time I had Monday blues, I tried to think about when that is.
小さい時マンデブルなんて言葉知らなかったです
よね。So when I was little, I didn't know, even know that word.
皆さん知ってますか、マンデブル。
Do you know what that is, Monday blues?
はい。あとは五月病とかね。
Also, there's a in Japanese we have a saying the sickness in the May.
私たちは気分が乗るときと気分が乗らないときもあったりします。
There are times when we can do things with our hearts, and there's times when we can't just be all in.
モチベーションが上がっているときと下がっているときありますね。
There's times when we're really, really motivated, and there's times when we just can't get things together.
でも、気分はダメだと思っても気分ってあるんですよ。
But even when we feel like, oh, we're kind of in a low mood, but we still have some kind of mood.
気分に動かされちゃダメだと思っても気分ってのはあるんですね。
But even when we feel like our mood is kind of shaking, but still underneath we have some kind of motivation here.
パウロが弟子のテモテに言った言葉があります。
I want to think about something that Paul said to his one of his students, Timothy.
テモテにを使わすときにですね、このように言いました。
When Paul sent Timothy to, he was sending him away, this is what he said to him.
第一テモテの4章2節ですけれども、
In second, Timothy, we read this.
御言葉を述べ伝えなさい。時が良くても悪くてもしっかりやりなさい。寛容を尽くし、絶えず教えながら、責め、戒め、また責めなさい。というのは人々が健全な教えに耳を貸そうとせず、自分に都合の良いことを言ってもらうために気ままな願いを持って次々に教師たちを自分たちのために寄せ集め、真理から耳を背け、空想話にそれぞれていくようになる時代になるからです。ね。
Let's read together in English. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 to 4.Say together, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itchy ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers who suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths.
時が良くても悪くても御言葉を述べ伝えなさいと言っています。
Paul is saying, preach the word in season and out of season, or good times and bad times.
ということは、時が悪い時があるんですね。良い時もあるんですね。
If we think about it, that means that there are times that are good times, aren't there?
でもですね、パウロは言っているのは、本当に今の時を大切にしなさいと言っているわけです。
But what Paul is saying is that no matter what kind of time it is,value that time and use time well.
私たちがいろんな状況ありますけども、状況に左右されずに決心して進むときにはいろんなきっかけがあります。
There are various situations that all of us face, but we have to be determined in all of those situations and think of them as different opportunities.
ね、あの決心をした、この決心をしたときに、皆さんはいろんなきっかけや出会いがあったと思います。
So when you think about in your life, when you've made various decisions, there were various opportunities that you had when you made those decisions.
でもそれは自分が考えてたこととか、自分が願ってたこととは違う場合もある。
But sometimes that was different from what your desire was, wasn't it?
自分の気分ではなかったけども、でもそれを決心して進むようなこともあったと思います。
It wasn't really what you were desiring, but nevertheless, you made a decision and you took a step.
先週私は友人のもう昔の友人のことを思い出していました。
This past week, I had an opportunity to remember one of my old friends.
たまたまですね。
From a long, long time ago.
たまたま彼のことをもう思い出したんですけど、本当に。
Different circumstances happened, and I remembered thought about him.
大学にアメリカの大学に行った時のあの、まあ、ルームメイトとか私の個室の前の一歩行ったら彼の部屋だっていうその彼のことを思い出しました。
So he was a friend from back in my college days, and we were living in a suite, and I lived in one room, and he lived in the room right across the hall, sharing a suite together.
中米の出身の人でラテンの人なんですけど。
He was someone who was from Central America, actually.
名前は僕たちはパコって言ったんですね。
And people called him Paco.
もうですね、いつもですね、彼の部屋からはラテンの音楽が流れてくるんですね。
So there was always this Latin music flowing out.
いつもパーティーなんですよ。
And there was always some kind of party going on.
ですから、もういつですか、もう彼と会うときはいつもこんな感じで会うんですね。
So、
いつもこんな感じだから。
Kind of move around.
はい、まあ、いろんな経験がありました。
So we had various experiences as when I got to be, know him.
はい。で、彼は思ったのはですね、まあ、今どうしてるかなと思ったんですけど、調べてみたらですね、彼が数ヶ月前に亡くなったことが分かりました。
So, I thought of him this past week and I had a chance to look up information about him and I read that he passed away this January.
彼、大学終わって大学院の時に彼のところに行って遊びに行ったようなこともあったので。
After we had finished college, I also had an opportunity to go visit him while he was in graduate school.
でも私はもう彼も、家に帰りましたし、私も日本に帰ってきたので、それからもう30年ぐらい何年も彼のことは分かりませんでした。
But after we finished graduate school, he went back to his own country, and I came back to Japan, so we hadn't connected for more than 30 years.
でもですね、次の写真に。調べたっていうか初めて聞いたのは彼が35歳で、彼の国の、国会議長になったんですね。
But when he was 35 years old, he became a statesman in his own country.
で39歳の時に大統領になったんですね。
When he was 39, he became president of his country.
ですから、ああ。彼大統領になったと思ったんですけども。
So, when he became the president, I knew that and I congratulated him.
でも、学生時代にですね、彼は話してる中で、彼は自分は政治に入らないと話してたんですね。
But I remember when we were in our college days, he said, I definitely don't want to become a politician.
何代にもわたって、その、エルサルバドル、まあ、国はエルサルバドルという国の、本当に、まあ、有名な家に育った彼なんですけども。
Actually, his family was a famous family in El Salvador, and for many generations, his family had, worked as part of the government.
彼は、私は政治に入らない。強く言って。
He said in a really emphatic way, I'm not going to, be in politics.
なんで、で、私は、彼が政治に入った後の彼を知ったんですけど、
So, after he entered politics, I heard about it.
でこのようにありました。
And I heard an interview that he did.
奥さんの、お父様は、まあ、大統領の右腕の人だったんですけども。
So, I said in the interview that his wife's father was a high level politician. His wife's father was assassinated. And he said, I don't like conflict and I don't want to go into such conflict. But however, I can't just sit on the side.
自分は実際この問題の紛争の中に解決の一部になりたいと言って。
I want to become part of the answer to this terrible problem.
彼の場合は、そうやって奥さんのお父様が殺されるっていうことが、自分がしないと思ったことのきっかけになったんですけれども。
So his, the opportunity of his making this decision was actually something really terrible. It was that his wife's father had been assassinated.
私たちは何かを進むときに良いことがあったらしますか、それとも悪いことがあったらしますか、決心しますか。
So think about in your own life when you've made a decision. What was the situation that you made the decision in? Was it something that was really good or was it a difficult situation?
今日皆さんと学びたいのは第2コリントの12章から学びたいと思います。
I want to look with you guys today at a passage in 2 Corinthians.
12章7節からお見せしますね。
12:7
それでそのために思い上がることのないようにと私の身に一つの棘が与えられました。それは思い上がらないように私を痛めつけるためにサタンから送られた使いです。その使いについて離れさせてくださるように私は3度主に願いました。すると主は私の恵みはあなたに十分である、力は弱さの中でこそ十分に発揮されるんだと言われました。だからキリストの力が私のうちに宿るようにむしろ王に喜んで自分の弱さを誇りましょう。それゆえ私は弱さ、侮辱、窮乏、迫害、そして行き詰まりの状態にあってもキリストのために満足しています。なぜなら私は弱い時にこそ強いからです。
If you read English, let's read together. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. So to keep me from becoming conceited, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
パウルはコリントの教会にこの手紙を送るときに何度もですね、自分は弱さを誇ると書いています。
In different parts of this letter, Paul talks about how he is proud of his weaknesses.
でもこれはですね、私たちにはピンと来ない言葉でもあるんですね。弱さを誇る。普通聞かない言葉でもあります。
But think about it for a minute. Usually we're not proud of our weaknesses, are we?
普通はですね、強いとか、お金があるとかですね、有名だとか、そういうことを誇るんですけど、彼はそうじゃない、弱さを誇るという。
Usually we're proud that we're really rich, or we're proud that we're really strong, but Paul is saying the opposite. He's saying that he's proud of his weaknesses.
で弱さを誇るっていうのはどういうことなんでしょうか。
What could it possibly mean that he's proud of his weaknesses?
私たちはいろんな時にあれだ、もしこうだったらいいなというふうに思うことがあります。
There's lots of times in our lives when we just think to ourselves, oh wow, I wish things could change and it could be more like this.
もしも僕も、ね、マッサンみたいに背が高かったらよかったとかね、so, いっぱい思いますよね。
Maybe I think to myself, oh wow, I wish I was really tall like Matt.
誰々みたいに何とかなったかと思うこといっぱいありますよね。
Maybe you think, oh, I wish I was more like this person over here.
また逆にですね、その逆で、なんだろう、こうじゃなかったらよかったですね。
Or maybe you think like, oh, I wish I wasn't this way.
そしたら人生違うのにって思うようなことが あったりしませんか?
Maybe you think like, oh, if I wasn't like this, my life would be different. Do you ever think like that?
まあ今の私はですよ、若い頃ですね、やっぱりですね、もうちょっとかっこよかったなとか背が高かったなと思いました私は。
So now I don't really think like that, but when I was younger, I thought, oh wow, I just wish I was a little taller.
あ今はですね、もうこれはもうこれで十分だと思って、今はですね。
So now it's different. Now I think, oh, this is fine, but
あもうしょうがないと思ってましたよね。
Now I think, well, there's nothing I can do about it, so.
パウロはこの聖書の箇所で肉体、肉のトゲという表現を使っています。
Paul says in this passage, a thorn in the flesh.
でもですね、その肉体、肉のトゲが何であるかというのは、ここでははっきり分かりません。
But actually, he doesn't write specifically what that thorn was, does he?
学者もいろいろな人がいろんなことを言ってるんですけど、もうこのトゲは何かっていうのははっきりわからないんですね。
So the different researchers and scholars have all sorts of theories what this thorn was, but actually nobody knows exactly what Paul's talking about.
何かこう肉体的な病だったのかもしれません。
Perhaps it was some kind of struggle that he had physically.
ちょっとしたら外からのいろんな人からの攻撃だったかもしれませんし。
Or perhaps it was kind of resistance and problems that he had.With other people?
でもわからないんですけど、何か彼にとってはとても重要な大変なことであったということは確かなんです。
We don't know exactly what he's talking about, but what we do know is that it was really, really a difficult situation for Paul.
まあ想像できるのは、
what we can imagine is,
もし肉体の病だとしたら、
if it was some physical problem.
彼はいろんな人を癒していますよね。
We think about Paul and his life. He, God used him to heal many different people physically. Didn't he have that kind of experience?
自分が癒されないわけですよ。
But he himself wasn't being healed.
あいつ人のこと癒してるのに、自分も癒せない、ダメだと思われたかもしれませんし。
Perhaps people said, oh wow, you know, God is using him to heal different people, but he's not being healed.
またパウロはイエス様にも会ってないんですよね。
And if we think about in another way, Paul had never actually met Jesus while Jesus was living on this earth.
本当にイエス様の十二弟子のように選ばれたわけではないんですね。
The man Jesus never actually chose Paul the way that he chose his other disciples.
ですから、あんなこと言ってるけど、ポール大したことないとかね、いろいろ言われてたかもしれないですね。
So,
痛みがあったのかもしれない
ですね。It's likely that Paul was, people talked behind his back and said different things about him.
でも、パウルのこういう書簡が残ってますから、パウルは本当にタレントがあって、いろんなことが書けることは確かですね。
We're sure that Paul had various gifts and talents because a lot of, he wrote a lot of letters and different things are written about him.
でも会ってみると大したことなかったとかね言われるんですよね。
But maybe if you people actually met him, they thought, oh, he's not such a big deal.
パウロは痛みがありました。苦しみがありました。弱さを覚えていました。
Paul had some kind of hurt that he was troubled about, and he was really suffering from that hurt.
そしてパウロはそれを除いてくださいって言って祈ったというんです。
And Paul prayed that God would take that hurt away from him.
全能な神様、私を癒してくださる神様、私を愛してやまない神様はパウロの祈りに。
Paul prayed to the all-powerful God for healing to take him out of that situation.
しかし、パウロの祈りは聞き届けられませんでした。
However, the situation didn't change, no matter how much Paul prayed.
パウロは3度祈ったというんですね。
It says in this passage that Paul prayed fervently.Three times.
取り除いてください、癒してください、力を与えてください、三度祈ったと言って。
Take this away from me. Bring healing. Change the situation. He prayed from his heart three times.
でもですね、神様は、イエス様がおっしゃったのは、あなたに私の恵みは十分あるんですよ。
But God's answer was, my grace is sufficient for you.
あなたの力の弱いところに私の力が働くんですよっていう。
When you are weak, that's when my power can be shown.
限があって痛みがあって苦しみがあるかもしれないけども、もうそれは置いといていいんですよって言うんですね。
God is saying to him and also to us that even though you're in a difficult situation, maybe you have pain in your body or in your heart, but that's okay.
あなたに私の恵みは十分あるんです。
My grace is sufficient for you.
パウロは三度祈ったということは、三度祈ってやめたんですね、祈るはこと。
It seems that Paul prayed three times about this situation and then he stopped praying about it.
しつこく祈り続けませんでしたね。
So it's not like he just kept praying and he kept praying on and on and on.
パウロは、イエス様が私に、あなたに、私の恵みが十分だというその言葉を握ったから、もう自分の棘のことは祈ることはなかったんです。
So Paul rather held on to the word that God had given to him, My grace is sufficient for you, and he stopped praying about the situation that was troubling him.
自分のその弱さ、弱い時に私、イエス様、神様の力があるっていうことが分かったので、もう弱さでいいんだっていうことになったんですね。
He understood God's word. When you are weak, then my power can be made strong in you. And he held on to that promise.
ですから、この約束を握ってから彼の問題に対する自分の弱さに対する考え方が変わりました。
So he held on to that promise that God had given him, and his thinking about his own weakness changed.
トゲが刺さったまま痛いんだけれども。
So even though that whatever that thorn was, it was still really, really bothering him. However,
でもそれを持って前に進むことを彼はしたんですね。
Paul kept living his life and kept moving forward despite the thorn that remained.
問題や困難は変わりません。
The problems, the difficult situation didn't change.
もし皆さんがどなたか、まあ、尊敬する人がいて病んでいて、そして癒されなかったらどう思いますか？
If you have someone in your life that you respect a lot and their situation becomes bad and nothing even though they pray it doesn't get better, what would you think?
でもパウロはですね、自分のところに肉体が刺さって苦しんだまま、でもその苦しみを乗り越えて前進してるんですね。
But if we think about Paul, he had that thorn, but he just kept going.
すごいなと思います。
For me, I think, wow.
状況は厳しいんだけど、彼はそれを握りながら、それを、なんていうかな、もう棘と自分の弱さとともに生きている彼の姿勢に私はすごいなと思います。
So I think about his attitude and I just think,Wow, he was really a man of God. He, even though his situation remained so difficult, and that thorn, whatever it was, stayed, he just lived like that and kept going forward, living for God.
イエス様がその棘のことに言ったときに、それはパウロにとってその棘、弱さが必要だったというんですね。
Perhaps God looked at Paul and thought that.Paul needed that thorn.
そうじゃないと自分の力でやっちゃったりするんですね。
If Paul hadn't had that difficult situation, maybe Paul would have gone on and thought, you know, he was great, that he was strong.
こんなにタラントがあってこれができるから俺がしたんだって思えないように神様は弱さ、トゲを利用してくださったんですね。
God kept that thorn. He showed Paul his weakness in order that he wouldn't become proud.
ですから、パウロは自分の弱さ、足りなさを感じたときに、神様の恵み、神様の力強さが見えるようになったんです。
So it was when Paul came face to face with his own weakness that he really saw the strength of God.
弱いとき、困難なときを彼は感謝できるようになったようです。
So Paulwas able to praise God and to be grateful when he was weak and when things were difficult.
この第二コリントの後半のところにはですね、本当にいろんな困難があります。弱さ、侮辱、窮乏、迫害、 行き詰まり、もう突き当たってどこにも行けないような状態なんですね。
If we look at the words that our that Paul chooses, he talks about weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. It was just an awful situation.
もう壁にぶち当たっている彼の状態ですね。
It's like he's just hitting his head against a wall.
でもね、不思議なことに壁をぶち当たっているんですが、彼はですね、そこで満足してるって言ってるんですよ。
But even though he's hitting his head against this wall, still the amazing thing is that he's satisfied.
I'm content. 満足なんですね。頭打ちながらなんで満足だって思うんですけども。
How can he be content just hitting his head against this wall?
でも彼はどんな状況でも神様の恵みが十分だということが分かったんで、その神様の約束がしっかり分かった。
Paul learned through his difficult situation that no matter what his circumstances, he had enough. It was fine.
自分の気分が乗るとか乗らないとか関係ないんですね。
It didn't matter how, you know, how his mood was.
状況がいい悪いとかは関係ないんです。
It didn't matter if the situation was good or if it was difficult.
ただ神様が選んでくださった、神様が導いてくださったから従うという。
But God had chosen him and God led him. So Paul made a decision that he would follow and obey.
ですから彼は自分の弱さを誇るというんですね。
So Paul stands in a just ironic kind of way that he's proud of his weaknesses.
でもですね、これを自分の弱さを誇るっていうのはどう説明していいかわからない。
So how can we explain that? You're proud of your weaknesses.
だからこうやって、俺弱いぜとかこういう言えるんですかね。俺弱いぜとかね。
Oh, look, I'm really weak.
ね、でもパウロは本当にその弱いところに余計神様の恵み憐れみを見たので本当にそれを誇ると言った。
But Paul said he was proud because in the weakness he saw God's hand, he saw His mercy and grace.
皆さんどうでしょう、自分の人生の中で本当に、まあ、ある意味で底をついた時とか大変な時に神様の恵み憐れみを体験したことはありませんか？
So how about in your own life, when you experienced a time that was really difficult, did you taste the mercy and the grace of God at that time?
ありますよね、きっとね。
I'm sure that many of you have had experiences like that.
私の人生は順調だったといえば順調だし、そうじゃないといえばいっぱいあるんですけども。
If I think about my own life, I haven't had any really terrible, terrible thing that happened to me, but of course there were different, difficult situations.
大学4年生の時に、
When I was a fourth year college student,
まあ、3月は卒業式ですけども、
The graduation is in, March in Japan.
ですけどですね。その卒業式の数週間前にその先が決まってないのは私一人でした。
But, a few weeks before the graduation, all of my friends knew what they were going to be doing from April 1st. I was the only one who didn't know what I was going to be doing. Some of them knew they were going to be working for this company.
ちょっと変な感じでしたね。
Some of them were going to be going to graduate school. I was the only one who didn't know my future, and it was a really weird feeling.
だね、どうしようかなとかね。
What are you going to do from April?
実は私は3年生の時にもう就職はせずに大学に行こうと思ったんです。
Actually, when I was a third year student, I had planned to go to graduate school.
そしてですね、教育学を志しました。
And I was thinking about becoming an educator and going to graduate school to study education.
No, pedagogy, yeah, education, yeah. 志しました。で、日本の大学院の試験を受けました。
So I took an exam to
enter. 1年間一生懸命準備したんですけども。
I tried to study and prepare for the exam for about a year, and I took a exam for graduate school.
2月に試験があって。
The test was in February.
残念ながら私は不合格でした。
And but I took the test, but I didn't pass it.
ですから私一人だけ将来が分かんなかったんです、ね。
So I was the only one of all of my classmates who didn't know the next step in my life.
でもですね、ちょっと前にですね、 私は、アメリカの大学の留学生試験を受けてました。
But, I had taken a test to be an exchange student in the States.
それは受けたくはなかったんですけれども。
I didn't really plan or want to take this test, but I just decided to take it.
ただ、その時に留学したくなかった。
I didn't really want to, be an exchangego to the States and study.
でも、先生がもう受けてみろよ、受けてみろって言うんだから、ありました、受けた。
My teacher said, oh, come on, you should take the test, you should take the test. So I just decided, what the heck, I'll just take it.
で、1月かなんかに面接に行ったんですけども。
And in January, there was an interview.
実はその日私はインフルエンザで、立てなかったんです
ね。On the day of the interview, actually, I had the flu, and I could hardly stand up. But my roommate in college kind of really supported me, and he took me to the place where the interview was going to be
held.
And there were six of us who were made it to this final interview.
もう東大から東京大学から始めてみんな有名な大学院生とか博士の人たちばっかり。
So everybody was a student of a really good university, and not only that, they were also many of them were like already doctoral students or something.
で、私はもう落ちたと思って。
So I was the only one. I was just a fourth year student of this little tiny college, and I just thought, oh, there's no way I'm going to pass this.
でもですね、卒業数週間前に。アメリカから手紙が来て、あなた奨学金あげますよって言われたんですね。
But actually, just before the graduation, I received a letter from the state saying that you were passed this interview and we are going to give you
でもその学校には
money.
Thank you. でその学校にはもう教育学はなかったので、今日はペダゴジーの専攻がなかったので、本当に迷ったんですね。
But the college that I was accepted into didn't have a program in education, so I was really torn between should I go or not.
でもですね、これはもう本当にもうこれは神様が導かれたことだなと思ってその時はもうよし分かりましたって言ってそれを受けていったのを思います。
But I really thought that this was God's will and God's plan, so I made the decision to go.
その決心、その決心で、その後、全く違う世界が開かれたんですけど。
So, because of that decision, a whole new world opened up in my life.
私たちにはいろんな時に壁にぶつかったり、困難なところにあります。
Me as well as all of you, there are different times in our life when we just kind of hit it up against a wall.There are so many times in my life when I just said, oh, this is just impossible. I can't do this.
状況が整ったら、これがあったらすぐとかいろんなこと言ったりします。
There are lots of times when I think, oh, when the situation changes, when things are kind of work out more, then I'll try.
自分に力がないとかつい言ってしまうんですけど。
There's lots of times when I think to myself, oh, I don't have enough ability to do such a thing.
でもですね、私たちが力がない方がいいのかもしれないんです。
But if we think about it, maybe it's better that we don't have the ability
that we need. 弱い方がいいのかもしれない。
Maybe it's better when we're weak.
なぜなら神様感謝のすべてあなたに感謝って言える。
Because when we're weak, we can really give all the glory to God and just praise Him that He is the one who's doing.
本当にもうすべてあなたに感謝って言えた方がいいのかもしれない。
Perhaps it's better when we can really say, God, you know, praise you and you're doing everything.
日本語で虎の威を借りる狐という表現があります。
Go ahead.
In Japanese, the proverb it says that the fox to borrow the authority of tiger. So you, 虎の威を借りる。いいだよね。ある、いいですよね。日本人。そうだよね。英語ではどんな表現ありますか? Is there any similar expression?
I don't know what it means.
Okay.
You haven't told us what it means.
But fox so small, but the...You know, my friend is tigers, right? だから、イソップでは、a donkey in a lion's skin となんですか? Yeah, you say that? Yeah. So, ドンキーがそのライオンの皮をかぶって俺はライオンだっていうやつですね。
So, there's a fable in Aesop's tales that a donkey puts on the skin of a lion.
で、その弱さを誇るっていう時にですね、思ったことは、
When I thought about in my own life when I was proud of my own weakness,
神様をちょっと前に置いてですね、
so, I was able to put God in front of me,
神様の影でこう行くのがいいんじゃないかと、ね、
and just kind of, move forward kind of in God's shadow.
どっちかというとだから私たちは信仰だからもう俺が偉いんだって前に出たいっていう思いがあるかもしれないんですけど、
there are times maybe I want to think, oh, I have such strong faith and I just want to be in the front.
どちらかというともう神様を前にしてもう神様の意をもうそれでもいいんじゃないかと思う。
But maybe it's better that we just stay behind God and just put Him in the front.
本当に弱い私たちですけども、神様は共にいてくださることを覚えたいと思います。
When we know our own weaknesses, then we know that we need to be dependent on God.
私は足りないんです、弱いんです。
We, all of us are insufficient for what we need to do, and all of us are weak.
でも一人一人に神様が望んでらっしゃることがあるんですね。
But God has a hope for each and every single one here.
もう一つこのトゲについて考えたことがあって、
I want to think a little bit more about what this means to have a thorn in the flesh.
その立ち上がってですね、頑張って何かをするときにですね、し始めたからトゲを見つけることがあります。
Sometimes we don't realize our own weakness until we stand up when we try to do something.
やり始めてみたら、俺できないよとかありませんか?
After we start to do something and we try, sometimes then it's worth, oh no, wow, I can't do this. That's when we realize.
やり始めたらいろんな人にいろんなことを言われたりとかありませんか?
So after we try to do something, then different people start to say, oh, bad things about us.
そして過去の失敗とかが急に気がつき始める。
And we start to remember all the mistakes and the bad things that we did in our past.
もう立ち上がる前は何も言わなかったのに、言われなかったのに。
Maybe before we, you know, took a step forward, maybe nobody said anything and we were really thinking about our past mistakes.
立ち上がったら、お前これしたじゃないの、お前これしたじゃないの、あれって言われるようなこともあるかもしれない。
But after we take that step,Then people might start to say negative things about us.
パウロはトゲを持った弱さを持っても平気だということをイエス様に語ってくださいました。聞きました。
In this passage, Paul is told by the Holy Spirit, "Your weakness is okay. My strength is made perfect in your weakness."
特にこの今日はこの9節を本当に覚えたいと思います。
And I really want to focus on verse 9.
私の恵みはあなたに十分です。力は弱さの中でこそ、力は弱さの中でこそ十分に発揮されるのです。
But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
もう一度言いましょうね。私の恵みはあなたに十分です。
My grace is
あなたの力が弱い時に私の力が発揮されるんです。英語でパーフェクトなんですね、ここで。弱い時にこそ神様の力がパーフェクトっていうんですね。
When you are weak, that's when my power is made perfect.
祈っていきたいと思うんですね。
I really want to have a time just to pray with you.
もしも私たちが本当に今心の中に痛みがあり、トゲがあり、弱さを覚えているとしたら、
Maybe you're in a difficult situation. It might be physical, or it might be a situation in your heart.
それが癒されるように祈りたいと。
Let's pray that God will touch us and heal those places.
ひょっとしたら、それは私たちに必要な弱さ、トゲなのかもしれません。
But maybe that weakness is something that you need.
それは。こうして私たちは神様をもっともっと求めるようになるかもしれない。
Maybe that weakness is what's going to motivate us to seek God more.
もしそうだとしたら、それを取り除いてくださいと私たちは祈る必要はないんです。
So if that what God wants to use to make us more dependent on Him, then we don't need to pray that God would take that weakness away.
私たちはただ神様の恵みをしっかりと味わうことが必要なのかもしれません。
Maybe it's a time in our life when